Hugoton would begin with the ball at second down and eight to begin the fourth quarter. Down 7-0 to Scott City. They'd be forced to punt, though, on that series. They'd end their drive at the Scott City 44. But Hugoton's defense would come up with a big play to set them up with excellent field position on the third play of the next series for Scott City.
It's a three-receiver set. Winterland, the fullback, wing to left is Lewis on third down. Under pressure is King. He throws it up for grabs, and that's going to be picked off. Third turnover of the night. Ashton Burroughs, the safety at the Scott City 40-yard line.
As good a field position as Hugoton started, they would actually benefit from a pass interference call that would set them up inside the 30-yard line at around the 25-yard line. But penalties and a sack bid push back Hugoton back to their 40-yard line of Scott City. With 8:38 to go, they would have to punt. And that's when Scott City would start off a long drive, a second long drive of the ball game. This time they were pinned back at their own 4-yard line, and it would be a good drive for the Beavers, and it started off pretty well.
18 to snap it, handoff right side, up the middle. Here's a burst for Goodman, 15, 20, to the 22-yard line, right up the gut, 17 yards for Goodman. Burroughs making a saving tackle for the Eagles.
That'd be a start of a very methodical drive where you could tell Scott City had worn down Hugoton's front wall there, and they would only have one pass play in this series, all of it on the ground here, and another big play by the senior Hunter Yeager would set up for Scott City's second score of the night. This one to put him up first and goal.
Under center, Scott City at the Hugoton 33, up 7-0. Sweet play left side, Yeager. He's over 100 rushing yards, trying to bounce the outside. 25, 20, 15, inside the 10, tripped up at the 5-yard line by Ashton Burroughs. A 28-yard run sets up first and goal for the Beavers.
So that run would set up another play here for the Beavers to score. And on first and goal from the 5, it was Brandon Winterland finishing off a 96-yard drive.
They're at the Eagle 5-yard line, first and goal with 4:35 to go. We've run 4 minutes off this clock, 7-0 lead. Harrison King will toss it right side to Brandon Winterland, trying to get to the outside. Winterland will walk into the end zone. It's a touchdown and a 2-score lead with 4:25 to go.
And Alexis Reyes will boot in the PAT to make the score. 14-0 Scott City there with 4:25 to go. Hugoton would not be done. They would have a couple of, or have a three and outs on their next series, but Scott City would start with the ball thrown 29. They would go one play and fumble it, giving the Eagles the ball at the Scott City 39-yard line. But then the Beaver defense stepped up yet once again here and forced actually the first turnover of the night.
Man of motion is Via as they'll fake the pass out to him. Now looking left, he's just going to throw it up for grabs, and it is going to be pass interference. That I would think that would have to be offensive pass interference. It's an interception for Isaac Tarango. I think that has to be offensive pass interference.
And it proved to be offensive pass interference on Hugoton. Good job by Isaac Tarango coming in to pick off the pass that time from Sawyer Harper. So the Beavers would set up shop at their own 6-yard line here with about 3 minutes to go in the ball game, and 3.5 to go would be exact, up 14-0. They would fumble. They move the ball to their own 30-yard line. Hugoton recover, but they would just run the clock out without any timeouts left and run two plays, run the clock out, and Scott City would escape, I guess you could say, on their home turf. They're 14-0 the final. Our final segment will have the recap and interview with assistant coach Landon Frank. It's coming up here next on our Calls of the Game.